The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin is a book about how to be happier. It follows the author's journey as she embarks on a year-long project to become happier and more content with her life. The book is divided into 12 chapters, each focusing on 1 month of the project. Each chapter begins with an overview of what Rubin hopes to accomplish in that month, followed by specific strategies for achieving those goals. In January, Rubin focuses on boosting energy levels and increasing productivity. She sets out several resolutions such as exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods and taking time for leisure activities like reading or playing music. She also makes it a point to spend quality time with family and friends. February focuses on improving relationships with others through acts of kindness and generosity. Rubin resolves to show appreciation for people in her life more often. She also works hard at being patient when dealing with difficult people or situations. In March, she turns her attention inward by exploring ways to increase self-knowledge and understanding. April brings an emphasis on cultivating optimism, while May encourages gratitude practices such as keeping a gratitude journal or writing thank you notes. June focuses on developing better habits, while July looks at creating order in both physical spaces, like home, and mental ones, like thoughts. August centers around playfulness, while September emphasizes spiritual growth. October shifts focus back outward towards meaningful work. November encourages savoring life's joys. December wraps up the project by reflecting upon all that has been accomplished over the course of the year. Throughout the Happiness Project, Gretchen Rubin shares personal stories from her own experience, along with research findings from psychology studies related to happiness topics like goal setting or positive thinking techniques. Her writing style is engaging yet informative, which makes this book enjoyable even if you don't have any interest in pursuing your own happiness project. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Make time for friends. Spending quality time with friends is essential for happiness. Rubin suggests setting aside time to connect with friends and family, and to make sure to reach out to those who are important to you. Main idea number 2. Pursue a passion. Finding something that you are passionate about and pursuing it can bring joy and satisfaction. Rubin encourages readers to find something that they are passionate about and to make time to pursue it. Main idea number 3. Exercise. Exercise is an important part of a healthy lifestyle and can help to boost happiness. Rubin suggests finding an activity that you enjoy and making it a regular part of your routine. Main idea number 4. Be grateful. Taking time to appreciate the good things in life can help to boost happiness. Rubin encourages readers to take time to reflect on the things that they are grateful for and to express gratitude to those around them. Main idea number 5. Simplify. Clutter and chaos can be draining and can make it difficult to focus on what is important. Rubin suggests simplifying your life by getting rid of things that are not necessary and focusing on what is important. Main idea number 6. Spend money on experiences. Spending money on experiences rather than things can bring more joy and satisfaction. Rubin encourages readers to think about how they can use their money to create experiences that will bring them joy. Main idea number 7. Take care of your body. Taking care of your body is essential for physical and mental health. Rubin suggests making healthy choices and taking time to rest and relax. Main idea number 8. Make time for fun. Taking time to do things that you enjoy can help to boost happiness. Rubin encourages readers to make time for fun activities and to make sure to take breaks from work and other obligations. Main idea number 9. Get organized. Being organized can help to reduce stress and make it easier to focus on what is important. Rubin suggests creating systems and routines to help keep things organized and to make sure that tasks are completed. Main idea number 10. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for physical and mental health. Rubin encourages readers to make sure that they are getting enough sleep and to create a sleep routine that works for them. Main idea number 11. Pursue goals. Having goals and working towards them can bring a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. Rubin suggests setting goals and taking steps to achieve them. Main idea number 12. Spend time outdoors. Spending time outdoors can help to reduce stress and boost happiness. Rubin encourages readers to make time to get outside and to appreciate nature. Main idea number 13. Connect with nature. Connecting with nature can help to reduce stress and boost happiness. Rubin suggests taking time to appreciate the beauty of nature and to find ways to connect with it. Main idea number 14. Practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness can help to reduce stress and increase happiness. Rubin encourages readers to take time to be mindful and to focus on the present moment. Main idea number 15. Find meaningful work. Finding meaningful work can bring a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Rubin suggests taking time to reflect on what is important to you and to find work that aligns with your values. Main idea number 16. Take breaks. Taking breaks from work and other obligations can help to reduce stress and boost happiness. Rubin encourages readers to make sure to take breaks and to use them to do something that they enjoy. Main idea number 17. Spend time with family. Spending quality time with family can help to boost happiness. Rubin suggests setting aside time to connect with family and to make sure to reach out to those who are important to you. Main idea number 18. Practice self-care. Taking time to take care of yourself is essential for physical and mental health. Rubin encourages readers to make time for self-care and to make sure to take breaks from work and other obligations. Main idea number 19. Find balance. Finding balance between work and other obligations can help to reduce stress and boost happiness. Rubin suggests creating systems and routines to help keep things organized and to make sure that tasks are completed. Main idea number 20. Live in the moment. Taking time to appreciate the present moment can help to reduce stress and boost happiness. Rubin encourages readers to take time to be mindful and to focus on the present moment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Making time for friends is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but it's essential to take some time out of your day to connect with those who are important to you. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, suggests setting aside specific times throughout the week or month when you can reach out and spend quality time with your friends and family. This could be as simple as scheduling regular coffee dates or phone calls with close friends, planning weekend outings together, or even just taking a few minutes each day to check in on how they're doing. Whatever works best for you. Taking the initiative to make sure that these relationships stay strong will not only bring joy into your own life but also into the lives of those around you. Main idea number 2. Pursuing a passion can be incredibly rewarding. It gives us something to focus on and work towards, which can bring a sense of purpose and fulfillment. When we are passionate about something, it often brings out the best in us as we strive to improve our skills or knowledge related to that activity. We may also find ourselves surrounded by like-minded people who share our enthusiasm for the same thing. Gretchen Rubin encourages readers in her book The Happiness Project to make time for activities they are passionate about. She suggests setting aside specific times each week or month dedicated solely to pursuing these passions, whether it's playing an instrument, painting, writing poetry, gardening, or any other hobby that brings joy and satisfaction. Finding something you are passionate about is not always easy, but once you do, it can open up new opportunities and experiences that will enrich your life. So take some time today to think about what makes you happy and start taking steps towards making those dreams come true. Main idea number 3. Exercise is an important part of a healthy lifestyle and can help to boost happiness. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, suggests finding an activity that you enjoy and making it a regular part of your routine. Exercise doesn't have to be boring or tedious. Instead, find something that you look forward to doing each day. It could be anything from going for a walk in the park with friends to playing basketball at the local court. Regular exercise has many benefits beyond just physical health. Studies have shown that people who exercise regularly tend to experience improved moods and increased energy levels throughout their day-to-day lives. Additionally, exercising can help reduce stress levels by releasing endorphins, which act as natural painkillers and mood enhancers. If you're looking for ways to increase your overall happiness level, adding some form of regular exercise into your life is definitely worth considering. Main idea number 4. Being grateful is an important part of living a happy life. Taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives can help us to boost our overall happiness and well-being. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, encourages readers to take time out of their day to reflect on what they are grateful for and express gratitude towards those around them. Gratitude helps us focus on the positive aspects of our lives rather than dwelling on negative thoughts or experiences. It also allows us to recognize how much we have been blessed with and how fortunate we are in comparison with others who may not be as lucky. Expressing gratitude can also strengthen relationships by showing appreciation for those who have helped or supported us along the way. Taking a few moments each day to think about what you are thankful for can make a big difference in your outlook on life. Writing down your thoughts or sharing them with someone else can help you remember why it's important to be grateful and remind yourself that there is always something good in every situation. Main idea number 5. Clutter and chaos can be draining, making it difficult to focus on what is important. To simplify your life, Gretchen Rubin suggests getting rid of things that are not necessary and focusing on the essential. This could mean decluttering your home or workspace, organizing items into categories, or creating a system for managing tasks. It could also involve setting boundaries with people in order to protect your time and energy. By simplifying our lives, we can create more space for meaningful activities that bring us joy. Rubin encourages readers to take an honest look at their lives and identify areas where they can make changes. She recommends asking yourself questions such as, "What do I need? What brings me joy? How much time am I spending on activities that don't matter?" Once you have identified areas of improvement, start taking small steps towards simplifying your life by removing distractions and focusing on what matters most. Main idea number 6. Spending money on experiences rather than things can bring more joy and satisfaction. Experiences are often more meaningful, memorable, and enjoyable than material possessions. They provide opportunities to learn new skills, explore different cultures, or simply enjoy the moment with friends and family. Investing in experiences also allows us to create lasting memories that we can look back on fondly for years to come. Gretchen Rubin encourages readers of her book The Happiness Project to think about how they can use their money to create experiences that will bring them joy. She suggests taking a cooking class, going on a road trip with friends or family members, attending a music festival or art show, visiting an amusement park or zoo. The possibilities are endless. Experiences don't have to be expensive either. There are plenty of free activities available, such as hiking trails in your local area or exploring nearby parks and museums. Even something as simple as having dinner at home with loved ones can be an experience worth investing in. Main idea number 7. Taking care of your body is essential for physical and mental health. Eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and taking time to relax are all important components of maintaining good health. Eating nutritious foods helps provide the energy needed to stay active throughout the day while also helping to prevent chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes. Regular exercise can help reduce stress levels, improve moods, increase strength and endurance, and even help with weight management. Getting adequate rest is also important for overall well-being, It allows our bodies to recharge so that we can be productive during the day. In her book The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin suggests making healthy choices in order to take care of your body. This includes eating a balanced diet full of fruits and vegetables, engaging in regular physical activity, getting enough sleep each night, avoiding unhealthy habits like smoking or drinking alcohol excessively, managing stress levels through relaxation techniques such as yoga or meditation, and taking time out for yourself every now and then. By following these simple steps, you will not only feel better physically but mentally too. Taking care of your body should be an ongoing process that requires dedication but pays off in the long run with improved quality of life. Main idea number 8. Making time for fun is an important part of living a happy life. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, encourages readers to take breaks from work and other obligations in order to make time for activities that bring joy. This could include anything from going on a walk or playing with your pet, to taking up a new hobby or spending quality time with friends and family. Taking the time to do something you enjoy can help boost happiness levels and provide much-needed respite from everyday stressors. Rubin also suggests setting aside specific times during the week when you can focus on having fun. Whether it's scheduling regular movie nights with friends or carving out an hour each day for yourself, making sure that there are moments dedicated solely to pleasure will ensure that you don't miss out on any opportunities for joy. Main idea number 9. Getting organized is an important part of reducing stress and staying focused on what matters. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, suggests creating systems and routines to help keep things in order and ensure that tasks are completed. This could include setting up a filing system for paperwork or making lists of tasks that need to be done each day. Having a plan can make it easier to stay on track with goals and reduce the amount of time spent worrying about forgetting something. Organizing your space can also help you feel more relaxed. Taking the time to declutter your home or office can free up mental energy so you don't have to worry about where things are located or if they're out of place. Additionally, having designated areas for different activities such as work, leisure, exercise, etc., will help create boundaries between them, which can lead to increased productivity. Finally, organizing your schedule is key when it comes to managing stress levels. Scheduling regular breaks throughout the day allows you some much-needed downtime while still ensuring that all necessary tasks get done in a timely manner. Setting aside specific times for certain activities like studying or exercising helps prioritize these activities over other less important ones. Main idea number 10. Getting enough sleep is essential for physical and mental health. According to Gretchen Rubin in her book The Happiness Project, it's important to make sure that you are getting enough restful sleep each night. To do this, she suggests creating a consistent sleep routine that works for you. This could include going to bed at the same time every night, avoiding screens before bedtime, and making sure your bedroom is dark and quiet. Rubin also recommends taking steps during the day to ensure better quality of sleep at night. This includes exercising regularly, eating healthy meals throughout the day, limiting caffeine intake after lunchtime, and avoiding alcohol close to bedtime. By following these tips from Rubin's book The Happiness Project and establishing a regular sleeping pattern with adequate amounts of restful sleep each night, you can improve both your physical and mental well-being. Main idea number 11. Having goals and working towards them can bring a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, suggests setting goals and taking steps to achieve them. This could mean anything from making small changes in your daily routine to pursuing larger ambitions such as starting a business or learning a new skill. It is important to set realistic expectations for yourself so that you don't become overwhelmed or discouraged by the process. When it comes to goal setting, Rubin recommends breaking down large tasks into smaller ones that are more manageable. For example, if you want to learn how to play an instrument, start with something simple like practicing scales every day for 15 minutes instead of trying to master an entire song right away. Additionally, she encourages people not only focus on the end result but also enjoy the journey along the way. Finally, it is essential that you reward yourself when you reach milestones in order to stay motivated throughout your pursuit of success. Celebrate each victory no matter how small, because these moments will help keep you going until you reach your ultimate goal. Main idea number 12. Spending time outdoors can be a great way to reduce stress and boost happiness. According to Gretchen Rubin in her book The Happiness Project, taking the time to get outside and appreciate nature can have a positive effect on our mental health. She encourages readers to make an effort to spend more time outdoors, whether it's going for a walk in the park or simply sitting in your backyard enjoying the fresh air. Being out in nature has been linked with improved moods, increased energy levels, better concentration, and even reduced symptoms of depression. Taking some time away from screens and technology can also help us feel more connected with ourselves and our environment. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, try spending some quality time outdoors. It could be just what you need. Main idea number 13. Connecting with nature can be a powerful way to reduce stress and boost happiness. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, suggests taking time to appreciate the beauty of nature and find ways to connect with it. This could include activities such as going for a walk in the park or forest, gardening, bird watching, or simply sitting outside and observing your surroundings. Spending time outdoors has been linked to improved mental health outcomes such as reduced anxiety and depression. It can also help us feel more connected to our environment, which can lead to increased feelings of well-being. Nature provides an opportunity for us to take a break from technology and other distractions that often fill our lives. In addition, connecting with nature is beneficial for physical health too. Studies have shown that spending time outdoors increases levels of vitamin D, which helps protect against certain diseases like cancer and osteoporosis. Being active in natural environments also encourages people to exercise more regularly. So if you're looking for ways to improve your mood or just want some peace and quiet away from everyday life, then why not try connecting with nature? You may be surprised at how much better you feel afterwards. Main idea number 14. Practicing mindfulness can be a powerful tool for reducing stress and increasing happiness. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, encourages readers to take time out of their day to focus on the present moment. Mindfulness is about being aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. It involves paying attention to what's happening in the here and now, the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, sensations in your body, and allowing yourself to experience them fully without getting caught up in worrying about the past or future. Mindfulness can help you become more aware of how you react to different situations and emotions so that you can respond with greater clarity instead of reacting impulsively. It also helps cultivate an attitude of acceptance towards life's ups and downs rather than trying to control everything around us. Taking even just a few minutes each day for mindful practice can have profound effects on our overall well-being. Main idea number 15. Finding meaningful work can bring a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, suggests taking time to reflect on what is important to you and to find work that aligns with your values. This could mean finding a job that allows you to make an impact in the world or one that provides financial stability for yourself and your family. It could also mean pursuing hobbies or activities outside of work that give you joy and fulfillment. When looking for meaningful work, it's important to consider how much autonomy you have over the tasks at hand as well as how much control you have over the outcome. If possible, try to find something where there is room for creativity and growth so that it doesn't become monotonous or boring. Additionally, look into opportunities where collaboration is encouraged. Working with others can help foster relationships while providing new perspectives. Finally, don't be afraid to take risks when searching for meaningful work. Sometimes these risks pay off. Whether it's starting your own business or applying for a job outside of your comfort zone, taking chances can lead to unexpected rewards. Main idea number 16. Taking breaks from work and other obligations can help to reduce stress and boost happiness. It's important to make sure that you take regular breaks throughout the day, even if it's just for a few minutes at a time. During these breaks, try to do something that you enjoy or find relaxing. This could be anything from taking a walk outside, reading a book, listening to music, or simply sitting in silence with your eyes closed. Gretchen Rubin encourages readers of her book The Happiness Project to use their breaks as an opportunity for self-care. She suggests using this time away from work and other responsibilities as an opportunity to focus on yourself and what makes you happy. Whether it's spending time with friends or family, going for a run outdoors, playing an instrument or engaging in any activity that brings joy into your life, make sure you take the time out of your day for yourself. Main idea number 17. Spending quality time with family is an important part of boosting happiness. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, suggests setting aside time to connect with family and to make sure to reach out to those who are important to you. This could mean having a weekly dinner together or taking a day trip somewhere special. It's also important to take the time for meaningful conversations and activities that bring everyone closer together. It can be difficult in today's busy world to find the time for family bonding, but it is worth making the effort. Spending quality time with your loved ones helps build strong relationships and creates lasting memories that will stay with you forever. Whether it's playing board games or going on hikes, there are plenty of ways for families to have fun while strengthening their bond. Main idea number 18. Practicing self-care is an important part of maintaining physical and mental health. In her book The Happiness Project, Gretchen Rubin encourages readers to make time for themselves and take breaks from work or other obligations. Self-care can include activities such as taking a walk, reading a book, listening to music, meditating, or engaging in any activity that brings you joy. It's also important to remember that self-care doesn't have to be expensive, it can be something as simple as taking a few minutes each day for yourself. Self-care is about more than just relaxation, it's also about being mindful of your own needs and making sure they are met. Taking the time to check in with yourself on how you are feeling emotionally and physically will help ensure that you stay healthy both mentally and physically. Additionally, setting boundaries around what tasks or commitments you are willing to take on will help prevent burnout. Ultimately, practicing self-care is essential for living a happy life. Making sure that your physical and mental health needs are taken care of should always come first before anything else. So don't forget, take some time out of your day for yourself. Main idea number 19. Finding balance between work and other obligations can be a difficult task, but it is essential for reducing stress and increasing happiness. Gretchen Rubin's book The Happiness Project provides helpful advice on how to achieve this balance. She suggests creating systems and routines that will help keep tasks organized and ensure that they are completed in a timely manner. This could include setting aside specific times of the day or week to focus on certain activities, such as work or leisure time. Additionally, she recommends taking breaks throughout the day to give yourself some much-needed rest from your responsibilities. Rubin also encourages people to prioritize their goals so that they can focus their energy on what matters most. By doing this, you can make sure that you are not overworking yourself while still achieving your desired results. Finally, she emphasizes the importance of self-care by suggesting activities like yoga or meditation, which can help reduce stress levels. By following these tips from the Happiness Project, individuals can find balance between their work life and other obligations in order to lead a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 20. Living in the moment is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it's only recently become popularized as an effective way to reduce stress and increase happiness. Gretchen Rubin's book The Happiness Project outlines how taking time to appreciate the present moment can help us lead more fulfilling lives. According to Rubin, living in the moment means being mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and focusing on what we are doing right now rather than worrying about the future or dwelling on past events. It also involves savoring positive experiences by fully engaging with them, for example, really tasting your food when you eat or noticing all of the details when you look at a beautiful landscape. Rubin encourages readers to take time each day to be mindful and focus on their current experience. This could involve activities such as meditation, yoga, journaling, or simply sitting quietly for a few minutes without any distractions. Taking this time allows us to slow down and appreciate life's small moments instead of rushing through them without paying attention. Living in the moment can help us feel more connected with ourselves and our environment while reducing stress levels. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.